You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Incumbent Jill Underley and challenger Brittany Kinzer won Tuesday's primary and will face off in the spring election to determine who will lead Wisconsin's Department of Public Instruction. While the race is officially nonpartisan, Democrats have been supporting Underley while Republicans have been backing Kinzer. Jeff Wright, the superintendent for Sauk Prairie School District, was challenging Underley on Tuesday's ballot but lost. Underley and Kinzer will face off in the April 1st general election, and the winner will help set education policy throughout the state. And a handful of school referendums were also on the ballot last night. Here's Jimmy Kuska with more.
After a record-setting year for school referendums in 2024, there were only five on the ballot in Tuesday's primary. Voters in the districts of Mauston, Waterford Union, Tomahawk, and Northland Pines easily passed referendums. Mauston, facing possible dissolution if its referendum failed, saw its $7 million plan pass by a 2-to-1 margin. However, Kenosha voters rejected a five-year, $115 million proposal. 89 school referendums are on the April 1st spring election ballot across the state.
And in Tomahawk, this approved referendum will go towards expenses to maintain current educational programming and ongoing facility maintenance needs. Voters also cast ballots for a village president for Weston. Mark Maloney raked in well over 500 votes and will face off against James Pinsonaw on April 1st. And for village president and Cronenwetter, David Becker advances with 364 votes and will face Aaron Myska, who trailed behind by about 30 votes. And town treasurer in Texas is now narrowed down to Lorraine Bayersdorf, pulling in just over 100 votes, and Julie Dellenbach-Cole slides into the race with 56 votes. Also, last night, the Wisconsin Rapids Council voted to draft a new ordinance to keep adding fluoride to the city's water supply at the recommended state and federal levels. And the school district of Rhinelander is hosting community informational presentations about the upcoming operational referendum. The goal is to inform people about all aspects and answer any questions. If you missed the meeting today at the Hodag Dome, there is another one. Mark your calendars for March 12th. It's a Wednesday night from 6 to 7 in the Rhinelander High School Commons. And a new report found that Wisconsin students are still lagging behind pre-pandemic levels for both math and reading scores. The Education Recovery Scorecard, released by the Center for Education Policy Research at Harvard University, says that Wisconsin students are months behind in math and a half grade behind in reading. But even with the lower scores, the state still ranked 16th for math recovery and 30th for reading recovery. The report also found over 80% of students are in districts that haven't recovered to 2019 achievement levels. And state Republicans are proposing a bill that would help Wisconsin schools install and maintain water filters. The draft bill calls on school boards to develop plans to manage the drinking water to ensure that students will not be exposed to things like lead or PFAS, which have been linked to negative health effects, especially in children. Governor Tony Evers has expressed support for the legislation. And guess what? Lincoln County's funded snowmobile trails are now allowing ATVs on them as of today. County officials say the designated winter ATV trails opened up at 8 a.m. Now, UTVs are not allowed on there due to their added weight and width. And trails will close again to winter ATV use when the temperatures rise above 28 degrees, which will happen on Sunday. Governor Tony Evers rolled out his budget proposal before the legislature last night, touting plans that mix tax relief with spending increases to expand access to education, health care, and other services. Speaking to state lawmakers, Evers talked through his proposals. His remarks were greeted with frequent cheers and applause from fellow Democrats and polite silence from the Republican majority in both houses of legislature. Evers said his proposals aim to benefit working families chiefly and would lower the cost of childcare and medication and include investments in public education. He said his ideas would provide nearly $2 billion in relief to taxpayers, including a proposal to eliminate income taxes on tips and forced all increases in local property taxes.
Wisconsinites need a leg up to be able to finally get ahead on utility bills, on child care costs, on groceries, medication, and doctor visits, and everything in between. And we've got a plan to do just that. Here's how we get it done. Let's save Wisconsinites money on their monthly utility.
He proposed increasing funds for the universities of Wisconsin system, expanding Badger Care, thwarting price gouging on prescription drugs, supporting efforts to reduce PFAS and lead contamination, and bolster infrastructure plans. The governor's plan is expected to face stiff challenges from Republicans who continue to control the legislature. And incumbent State Superintendent of Public Instruction, Dr. Jill Underley, and her Republican-backed challenger, Brittany Kinzer, will face off in the April election after Tuesday's primary. The nonpartisan primary featured three candidates, with the top two vote-getters moving on to face off head-to-head in April. Sauk Prairie School District Superintendent Jeff Wright was eliminated from the race on Tuesday, and Dr. Underley was first elected to the position in 2021 and vowed to continue supporting Wisconsin's public school teachers and students. The Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled Tuesday that an official with the Republican Party doesn't have the legal standing to challenge a decision by the Wisconsin Elections Commission regarding the use of mobile van voting in Racine in 2022. Here's Lisa Hale with more.
The justices were split 4-3 along ideological lines, with the court's liberals voting to dismiss the case and the court's conservatives dissenting. The suit filed by the Racine County Republican Party Chairman Ken Brown sought to stop the use of mobile voting vans in any future election. The court's opinion said that Brown didn't prove how he was aggrieved by the Elections Commission's decision under state law, and thus they dismissed the suit. The court's decision Tuesday does not evaluate the legality of mobile voting sites. According to the Associated Press, a single van was used only once in Racine during a primary election in 2022. Brown filed a complaint about the van to the Elections Commission, but it was dismissed days before the 2022 election. He then filed the lawsuit.
And new data from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services found gun-related deaths in Wisconsin are on the decline for the first time since before the COVID-19 pandemic. Gun-related suicides in the state dropped from 532 to 508. And gun-related homicides dropped from 290 to 238. And individual conservation organizations are taking bird flu mitigation efforts into their own hands, with an uncertain future on federal support for tracking the virus. Organizations like the Southern Wisconsin Bird Alliance and Wisconsin Humane Society are sharing tips with residents on how to help prevent the spread of bird flu in wild animals, like removing bird feeders to keep wild birds away from backyard chickens, because this virus has appeared in multiple counties across the state. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
Wisconsin beats Illinois. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers finally get a win over Illinois, 95-74. That ended a 9-game losing streak for the Badgers against the Fighting Illini. Head coach Greg Gard asked, did his players do a better job at getting rebounds, especially in the first half?
We did. You know, we tried. There was a few got away from us. Obviously, the ball bounces funny sometimes. You know, when we didn't get them, there was a group accountability that they were pretty astute in talking about what we needed to get cleaned up.
In Milwaukee, Marquette dominated Seton Hall 80-56. Cam Jones with 14 points. Chase Ross added 11. Baseball, Brewers outfielder Blake Perkins on being named a Gold Glove finalist for his performance last season.
Very grateful seeing the support from like my teammates, from the staff, recognition from my peers around the league is very cool, and it's humbling and very grateful.
That's the Brewers Blake Perkins with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The hips don't lie, and neither does the torso. Shakira had to cancel a show in Lima, Peru last weekend after she found herself in the emergency room. The singer announced to her 91 million Twitter followers she had an abdominal issue and was not well enough to perform. According to The Hollywood Reporter, she rescheduled the show for Monday, February 17th, and is back at it. Glad it was nothing serious. Could have just been Taco Bell. The Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds, Justin Baldoni drama is in the middle of court filings and subpoenas. During a recent appearance on CBS This Morning, Brendan Sklenar, who shared the big screen with Lively and Baldoni on In It Ends With Us, which is where all the controversy took place, was asked by Gayle King who he is siding with, Team Justin or Team Blake. Sklenar diplomatically answered that he is with Team It Ends With Us. Sklenar was on the show to promote the upcoming second season of Taylor Sheridan's 1923. Closer to home, he starred in Green and Gold, which was shot in Door County and is still in theaters. Guy Pearce says Kevin Spacey made him feel uncomfortable while shooting LA Confidential. Pearce told The Hollywood Reporter the disgraced Spacey targeted him for months on the set back in 1997. The Oscar-nominated Pearce said he was not actually assaulted, but kept brushing off the advances, which was difficult to do because at the time, Spacey was quite powerful and very aggressive. Pearce said when he heard the reports that other actors came forward accusing Spacey of sexual assault, he broke down and sobbed. Pearce is nominated for Best Supporting Actor this year for his role in The Brutalist. And here's something that will make you feel old news. The Breakfast Club just turned 40 this past weekend. The John Hughes film was written in 1982 and put the famous writer-director on the map. The film's initial budget was $1 million and originally was going to be shot independently in Chicago. The Breakfast Club went on to gross $50 million after finally being released in 1985 and became a classic. The SNL 50th anniversary episode Sunday night was a ratings winner for NBC. The broadcast drew almost 15 million viewers between network TV and Peacock. Deadline.com reports that the network says it was their most watched primetime entertainment since the 2020 Golden Globe Awards. Even the red carpet show that aired an hour before the broadcast drew over 6 million viewers between NBC, Peacock, and E! Entertainment. Speaking of SNL, the event was one of the most star-studded specials in recent memory. But there were some notable no-shows, including Dan Aykroyd, Bill Hader, and Dana Carvey. With Aykroyd, his agent told the show's producers months ago he would not be attending. The actor did post on social media praising the show. Bill Hader sent his invitation with a decline and no further details, and Dana Carvey has not even mentioned the show on any social media platforms. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Gradually pulling out of the deep freeze here this week, starting today, increasing clouds, a high of 14. Wind chills, though, still between 15 below and 25 below, especially in the morning. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows near zero. Mostly sunny Thursday, a high of 23. Currently, it's 10 below.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at bullfallsradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.